One of the largest Hmong communities in the U.S. is in Fresno, California. Fresno is also home to half of the 10 people accused of trying to overthrow the Laotian government. Sasha Coca of member station KQED reports.
This is KVIF. Fresno.
Inside the studios of a Hmong language radio station in Fresno, talk show host Tracy Yang is struggling to keep pace with the phone lines, blinking red with an endless stream of callers. The subject of Yang's show is the recent arrests of top Hmong leaders. In addition to General Vang Pao, others arrested include the founder of Fresno's Hmong International New Year, a local chiropractor and a former police officer. Many of Yang's listeners are also Hmong elders who say they can't eat and sleep since hearing that General Vang Pao has been arrested. "My heart is broken," says one caller. "Why is the U.S. arresting a man who was its best friend during the Vietnam War?"
A lot of them are saying they're very angry, they're upset. One of the callers says that with the September 11th, because President Bush is the president of the United States, he had to take action in protecting his country and his people, declare war already on Iraq. And because General Vang Pao took action, how come he is being prosecuted because of the little step that he's doing trying to protect his people?
Many refugees view General Vang Pao as a kind of president of the Hmong people. After the war, he helped Hmong refugees build new lives in the United States. He's pushed to improve education for the Hmong, some of the poorest Southeast Asian refugees. Fresno is home to some 30,000 ethnic Hmong. Strip malls here are dotted with Hmong supermarkets selling chicken and noodles. Outside of one market, Chu Hua Zhang is dressed in a crisp gray suit and a blue tie. He clutches a picture of George and Barbara Bush in his age-spotted hands. Printed on the bottom of the photo is a thank you note for a campaign contribution. Zhang says he and other Hmong have always been loyal to the U.S. government. He himself fought with the CIA-backed Hmong forces.
Many American soldiers were injured during the war, and Hmong soldiers took care of them. The U.S. should think back to the time when it wanted help against the communists, and General Vang Pao and the Hmong were there to help.
Zhang wipes away tears with a handkerchief. He says the general was trying to help his people who remain in Laos. They've allegedly been persecuted, even killed, by the Laotian government.
There are still thousands of Hmong in the jungle today. How come the U.S. doesn't do something about it, but allow them to be killed by Lao communists? Why?
Zhang says it feels like a bitter betrayal to watch a leader once paid by the U.S. government to fight communism, now arrested for allegedly continuing that fight from his adopted homeland. While members of the older generation are vigorously defending Vang Pao, the younger generation is more concerned about how the Hmong will be perceived following the arrests. At a community dialogue led by a group of young Hmong activists, Mai Ka Yang poses a question on many minds.
Do you think that this is something that, you know, reflects upon all of us, that it makes us all look bad?
24-year-old Shi Yi Zhang says he'll leave it to the courts to decide if General Vang Pao and the others are guilty. In the meantime, he says,
to some people, they might see, they might have some negative thoughts about us. That's why we're here. That's why we want to send a message out to the community that we are hardworking people. We very contribute to the country here, and we're here to stay. And again, we have all those mortgage to tie us down.
The arrests pose a dilemma for a community that historically hasn't wanted to draw much attention to itself. While young people are trying to stay focused on the future of the Hmong in their adopted homeland, the older generation is being stirred to relive its past. Several hundred Hmong refugees, many in military uniform, have started protesting in downtown Fresno next to a bronze statue commemorating their service in the Vietnam War. For NPR News, I'm Sasha Coca in Fresno.